This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're thrilled this Wednesday, December 11th, to talk with Bishop Robert J. Brennan from Rome during his ad limina visit. Bishop Brennan has been giving us daily updates. Yesterday, he spoke about his general audience with Pope Francis. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you today.
It must be a strange feeling to wake up in Rome.
It certainly is, and today is an especially beautiful day in Rome. It was a windy night, a windy morning, which means that the sky is perfectly clear and you could see for miles and miles. It's a great day here.
Well, we have a little bit of rain again and some cold, so we'll see what happens here in central Ohio. You know, yesterday, one of the things that struck me, among other things, is just the beauty of your conversation with Pope Francis and the other bishops from Ohio and Michigan. You mentioned how encouraging he was. And one of the things that struck me is how encouraging he was to each of the bishops to encourage each other to support our priests.
Yes, indeed. He spoke about how much he's aware of the burdens that the priests carry and even some of the sufferings that they carry. And he was saying how that motivated him back in August on the feast of John Vianney, St. John Vianney, to write to the priests. He wrote to all the priests of the world, and we sent that out to our own priests. And it is. It's a word of encouragement. And so that was a nice thing to hear him say and to encourage us in that same vein. So, and here in Columbus, we have some great priests, and we have many great priests, and I give thanks to God for them every day.
Well, you're going to be carrying the joy from your audience with Pope Francis yesterday, and I understand that you're at the Basilica of St. Paul right now.
The Basilica of St. Paul, outside the walls, meaning it's outside the walls of the city. It's a little bit out, and it's a beautiful basilica, very, very large. This is the place where Paul was martyred and is buried.
You know, I don't think this pun has missed anybody, but you're outside the walls of Basilica of St. Paul, outside the walls.
That's exactly. Precisely.
Now there's a beautiful facade on the outside of the Basilica of St. Paul. Tell us a little bit about that facade. It must be beautiful in person.
There's a whole colonnade around it, a square colonnade, a courtyard, and then on the top of the building you have Christ, and on either side of him, St. Peter and St. Paul. And then below you have the mosaic of the Lamb, the image of Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, who rose from the dead. Mm. So, yes. And so it's a stunning piece. It's a beautiful, beautiful architecture. And on the inside, too, it's a beautiful church, and it has the recollection of all the popes. But, of course, the main place of prayer at St. Paul's is the tomb of St. Paul. And so after Mass, we're about to go in for Mass, and we'll pray the Eucharist, which is the high point of our faith. And then after Mass, we'll have a chance to visit the tomb and the confessio and to say a prayer there together. So it's the recollection of our bond, the apostolic bond, our tie to the Apostle Paul, but also the faith and the joy that he preached in his letters, his firm faith in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. And that's the same faith we proclaim today.
That must be amazing to know that you're going to be at the tomb of St. Paul.
It is. It really is. It's a real gift and a real inspiration. Hmm. A real inspiration.
One of the other things in the Basilica of St. Paul, we're speaking with Bishop Robert J. Brennan, is a painting of the conversion of St. Paul when he was knocked off his horse. Does that image or that scripture verse have any special meaning for you?
Well, it certainly does. That the image of St. Paul, he wasn't converted from being a bad guy to being a good guy. He was converted from being somebody who thought he was right and realized he wasn't right. And so he was knocked off his horse literally, and that's how he came to encounter Christ. And you can see how that changed the whole course of his life, even to the point where he would give his life proclaiming Christ.
And outside the walls at the Basilica of St. Paul, there's a beautiful, huge statue of St. Paul. Tell us a little bit about that statue.
Well, it's bigger than life. That's all I can tell you. It's grand. And there he is. He's holding the sword. He died by the sword, holding the gospel. And he looks out over the whole courtyard.
And St. Paul has suffered many persecutions as he's proclaiming Christ crucified and the joy of Christ and his promise of everlasting life for those who trust in him. Tell us a little bit about how that impacts you as a bishop and a successor of the apostles.
Yes, that is. That's a very sober reminder. We need to be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we inherit the legacy of those who gave their lives for it, and we have to be ready to do the same. We have to proclaim the truth, as St. Paul said, in season and out of season, when it's convenient and when it's not. And so we look to him for inspiration and courage along the way.
Outside the walls, the Basilica of St. Paul, this is one of the four basilicas, the major basilicas you'll be visiting. Now, tomorrow you'll be visiting St. Mary Major. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe tomorrow, so things had changed. I had hoped to be at the Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe, but at least we'll be at a Basilica of Mary, and we'll be praying with our community back at home in celebration of Mary, Virgin of Guadalupe. But tomorrow's Mass at St. Mary Major, that's one of the early churches in honor of Mary, the Mother of God, Theotokos. And it's a statement about Christ, that Jesus Christ is truly God and truly human. And so we celebrate Mary, and there's a great, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but the image of Mary pro populo, Mary the Mother of the people. So that's all very, very good.
So
thank you for this opportunity. I'm going to be heading in shortly to say Mass.
Good.
And I will be praying for everybody back in Columbus in a particular way at Mass today.
Would you like to bless our listening audience?
Let us do that. Lord God, through the intercession of Saints Peter and Paul and all the apostles, may we proclaim Christ joyfully and courageously. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
God bless you, Bishop Brennan. We'll talk to you tomorrow with another update from your ad limita visit in Rome.
Thank you. I look forward to it. See you then.
God bless.
God bless.
And we now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.